According to a report on the Wisconsin Radio Network, Department of Administration Secretary Mike Hipsch said the honest and in-depth discussion about raising the sales tax was just getting started in Wisconsin. Hipsch told the Wisconsin Counties Association that eliminating the state income tax would require Wisconsin to raise its sales tax by about 8 cents to 13 or 13 and a half cents on the dollar. Asked about Hipsch's comments, Walker told reporters not to expect it in the budget he releases this month.
No, it won't come up in the budget. We'll have an income tax cut, but it'll be funded largely based off of the surplus.
Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss sounded a similar note.
That is not on the table in Wisconsin. It's just an interesting discussion of what other states are doing.
But if Walker is elected to a second term, the governor told reporters he'd be open to a, quote, wide open discussion about tax reform.
There's some interesting ideas being kicked around. You know, we saw Nebraska, we saw the governor of Louisiana throwing ideas out. I think one of the benefits we'll have a couple years from now as part of that debate and the discussion is we'll get to see a year or two into their process as to whether or not it's been effective or not.
This is not the first time a member of the Walker administration has floated the idea of a sales tax hike to lower other taxes. Department of Revenue Secretary Rick Chandler raised the possibility soon after Walker was elected in 2010. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.